Advice to self. My fantasy is, there is a woman out there I would be totally comfortable with, whose proclivities I could tolerate without any judgment, whose personal likes and dislikes need not match my own, whose interests and preferences I might allow when they do not meet mine, who would afford me the same. It's a good practice to have a cat. Most of us would have said, own a cat. But what a cat teaches you is, no one owns a cat. You both share some space, only if and when it suits you both. When a cat rolls over with a come-hither squirm, she is not asking for a lifetime commitment. She wants stroking until she suddenly decides, okay, that's enough, now leave me alone. She doesn't want to sit on your lap when it suits you. She doesn't want food when it's convenient for you. She doesn't want company just because you feel lonely. And she doesn't give a damn what you think you're entitled to. Egos have a real problem with boundaries, entitlement, expectation, and neediness. Want to own something? Own your ego and all of its unreasonable demands. Then, maybe, fantasy becomes reality.